to Belarus now, where authorities have released at least 2,000 people detained during demonstrations against the results of last Sunday's presidential election. And protests continued today, with people chanting, "Go away." That chant directed at the authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. CNN senior international correspondent Fred Pleitgen is in Minsk, the capital. And Fred, what more can you tell us about the release of these protesters?
I think this is something that the government really needed to do. I mean, they were under a lot of pressure. A lot of people were very angry about these detentions. There were almost 7,000 people who had been detained by the security forces, and there were widespread reports and also things that people told us of people being tortured while they were in detention, people being beaten, put into stress positions, women being made to strip, being humiliated, protesters being humiliated on state TV. So there certainly was a lot of anger about that. And some of those people who were then released, they showed the bruises and the wounds that they've had. And, you know, the protests that have been going on here, of course, on the one hand, they call for a new election because so many people here believe that the election was rigged. But they're also calling for an end to violence against the protesters. And I think that that's something where at least the protesters have made some headway against what is normally, of course, an extremely repressive government.
Well, the top law enforcement official in the country has apologized on state TV for those beatings that you described. Is anyone buying that? I mean, where's that coming from?
No, I don't think anybody's buying that. I think that many people here, most people here, believe that that is essentially the Lukashenko regime sort of trying to calm people down a little bit and maybe buy some time for itself. But it certainly doesn't appear as though, from what we're hearing, that people are buying that. On the one hand, of course, you know, most people here, they've experienced this kind of violence and this kind of repression for a quarter century now, and they've never really had any sort of change that happened, and any of the things that the government has said certainly haven't benefited them. So I don't think that many people really believe the government when it now apologizes to people and says that things will change. And I think that a lot of people have simply had it with the Lukashenko administration, with the Alexander Lukashenko's regime that's been in power for such a very long time here. And they're saying, look, change needs to happen now, because, of course, they are afraid that if Lukashenko stays in power, that change may never happen at all.
Well, those who have had it include the main opposition candidate who has fled to Lithuania, Svetlana Tihanovskaya. She made her first appearance in days in a video. What are we hearing from her?
She was silent for several days, obviously because she was put under pressure before having to leave the country. And now, for the first time, she's come out. And she's essentially, you know, given her respect to the people who are still going out on the streets here. Obviously, a lot of those people going out at great danger to their own lives, to their own safety. And she's also calling for mass demonstrations over the weekend, so for people to keep coming out. And at the same time, the opposition is also calling for some sort of body to be formed, for some sort of round table to be formed to try and get some sort of transition of power going here. Obviously, that's something that can only happen if and when the government realizes that it doesn't have the support of the people of Belarus anymore. So it certainly seems as though Svetlana Tihanovskaya coming out shows that she's feeling re-energized after, you know, when she fled, she certainly looked like she was in a lot of distress. Of course, we have to remember that her husband is still in government custody, and she certainly seemed as though she was very, very afraid for maybe not her own safety, but certainly the safety of the people who battle politically on her side, and then also her family as well.
Right, and she has been described as appearing to be more confident in that video that came out recently. Meanwhile, international pressure is mounting. The EU says that these elections were neither free nor fair. Ministers there considering sanctions today. What's the rest of the world doing? How are they responding to this?
Well, I mean, the rest of the world is condemning the elections. And I think a lot of European politicians, whether they're especially in the Eastern European countries, but also the big European countries, like, for instance, Germany, they're really angry at Alexander Lukashenko, because over in the past couple of years, they've actually taken back some of the sanctions that they had against Lukashenko in return for him releasing some political activists, in return for what they believe was maybe a bit of a softening up of his regime. But now, after this happened, you could see the anger among some of the foreign ministers in Europe, some of the political leaders in Europe as well. They just feel that all of that has gone out the window. And so now they're saying, look, there's going to be a tough line. talking about new sanctions against Lukashenko's government. And they certainly are very much criticizing the election, which, as you say, they don't believe is free or are free or fair. And they certainly seem to say that there were a great deal of irregularities in those elections.
CNN senior international correspondent Fred Pleitgen speaking with us from Minsk, the capital of Belarus. Fred, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you.